Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for coming out today here on Earth Day. It's very fitting that we are here outdoors with this announcement. Today's announcement is about a number of things. It is about our planet. And the fact of the matter is, we are celebrating our planet with Earth Day today, but we are also needing to do everything we can to protect it. Recently, the UN said that we have 12 years before our Earth becomes irreparably damaged. We do not have much time. 12 years is the amount of time for a child to go from kindergarten to graduating from high school. That is as much time as we have. We're here to talk about a way to remove from the United States 5.3 million tons of greenhouse gases that are spewed every day on the roads, streets, and highways of the United States by school buses. School buses that are polluting diesel-fueled models. In California, there are nearly 25,000 of these school buses on our roads. We're here today to talk about our health. The fact that these dirty diesel-fueled buses are causing respiratory diseases and are worsening existing conditions like asthma. We're here to talk about young people and children. The fact is, these exhaust sources are especially impacting children whose lungs are still developing. A study by the California EPA and the Air Resource Board found that children riding dirty school buses had higher exposure to exhaust than cars on the road because of the self-polluting impact when bus exhausts enter cabins. This is especially true of older school buses. And for me, this is personal. I have a toddler who's a son. My son is a toddler. He's 3 years old. And as someone who rode public school buses when I was growing up, I think about the fact that my son, who does have asthma, will have that condition exacerbated if we can't figure out how to clean up our buses. Today's announcement, though, is also about money, and it's about savings. Electric school buses not only provide kids with a healthier commute, but they provide valuable savings to our school districts. Improvements in technology have made electric buses a much more of a viable, cost-effective option. We know that over the lifetime of an average school bus, each electric bus compared to their diesel counterparts can save school districts thousands of dollars a year in reduced fuel and maintenance costs. And I also mention that we know that there is another significant environmental impact of clean buses. Clean buses can provide electric grid and financial benefits by discharging energy at critical moments during the day. If an electric school bus typically transports kids during peak energy demand hours, that same school bus could then charge at times when energy demand is lowest in the evening. Now, across the country, there has been a movement to start pilot programs toward all-electric clean school bus fleets. But we're here to say that we need to do more in California. Our bill, AB 1418, would build off of our state's long history of leading on zero-emission transportation toward the development of cleaner transit, cleaner energy, and a cleaner commute for all of our students. The bill would set up an infrastructure, really a partnership between school districts, utility companies, as well as state agencies to help someday soon build an all-zero-emission school bus fleet in the state of California. So with that, I want to thank all of the many environmentalists, school districts, and other stakeholders that have come together. I also want to take a moment and thank all of the young people who are here reminding us that we are doing this for the future of our kids. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to a number of great speakers, starting with, from Earth Justice, Adrian Martinez.
Good morning. My name is Adrian Martinez, and I'm a smog attorney from Los Angeles. I work for Earth Justice as part of its Right to Zero team, which is fighting to get to a zero emissions future for our transportation, our energy grid, and our buildings. I also am a parent. I have a 3.5-year-old at home, and we live in Los Angeles, one of the most polluted areas in the nation. I also have a partner with asthma. Every day I wake up and I think about the air pollution toll that is caused by my family. The nation is relying on California to lead on electric school buses. We are responsible for more orders than any other state in the nation, but the orders are too few. We can further kickstart this developing market and send more kids to school on a clean electric bus. Breathers are relying on California to lead on electric buses. Transportation and pollution exacts a huge toll on millions of people in California. Electrifying buses will go a long way to reduce that pollution that threatens so many people throughout the state. And finally, and most importantly, our students are relying on California to lead. In 2019, there's nothing wrong with moral clarity of California saying pupils will travel on electric school buses and move away from burning fossil fuels. Our school children are relying on us to lead. They're relying on us to lead in cleaning the air and also fighting climate pollution. Finally, I would like to thank Assemblymember Chu for all of his work to raise this important issue. I think getting our children on electric school buses will be a big task, but it's a necessary task. It's a necessary task to promote health for our school children. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you to Assemblymember Chu for his leadership on this bill. And to my other colleagues and students who are here today. I'm David Weisskopf with NextGen America. NextGen is committed to preventing climate disaster, promoting prosperity, and protecting the fundamental rights of all Americans. And that means standing up for the most vulnerable among us, and that includes young children who are exposed to toxic air pollution on their way to school and back. California has shown leadership in promoting innovative approaches to cutting transportation pollution and reducing the harms of diesel exhaust. But every day, tens of thousands of California kids ride inside some of the dirtiest, most polluting diesel vehicles that are currently on the road. These buses are outdated, they're dangerous to the development of young lungs and hearts, and they create an expensive burden for schools that this bill would seek to remedy. Mr. Chu's bill, the Zero Emission School Bus Act, AB 1418, will help schools upgrade their aging fleets while bringing needed cost savings to school districts and health benefits to California's most vulnerable community, young children. Electric school buses, like the one you see here, are quieter, safer, and less expensive for schools to own and maintain than old-style combustion buses. But schools need help accessing available incentive programs, and they need electric utilities to partner with them to realize the full benefits of this modern technology. This bill would help them do both of those. A day is coming when today's kids will reach driving age, and they'll see diesel buses and fossil fuel vehicles in general as hopelessly outdated. They'll be shocking relics of a bygone age, and they'll be ridiculously uncool. NextGen is proud to sponsor this legislation so that every California student can have access to clean, healthy, and, yes, cool transportation. Thank you.
Hi there, my name is Emily Rush, and I'm the Executive Director of CalPERG, the California Public Interest Research Group. I'm here today, along with a handful of student volunteers from the CalPERG student chapters, to support this bill, AB 1418, as a next step to get California to 100% clean, renewable electricity. CalPERG Education Fund has done research to show that the benefits of electric school buses are clear: less global warming pollution, less exposure to toxic air contaminants that can harm children's health, and savings for school districts over the life of the school bus and reduce fuel costs and reduce maintenance costs. So that's why we're here today, to support this bill. And I also want to say that this is an issue that's personal for me as well. Like the assembly member, like Adrian, I'm also a parent, and I have a kindergartner now at the Berkeley Unified School District. And we were placed at an elementary school that's all the way across town, in the town of Berkeley. And so my kindergartner is now sitting and riding on a yellow diesel school bus every single day as he goes to school. Berkeley Unified just voted that they want to transition now and are making the commitment to transition to all electric school buses. But I want every child across the state of California to also have that same commitment to all electric school buses. And this bill will help us get there. So I want to thank the assembly member for his leadership and vision, and I appreciate being here today.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. My name is Alberto Ayala. I'm the Air Pollution Control Officer with the Sacramento Metropolitan Air Quality Management District. Sac Metro Air District is pleased to support the wider deployment of zero-emission school buses in California. We are leading the charge and have already deployed the largest fleet of school buses that are zero emissions, the largest fleet in the nation, with 27 of these school buses that are already on the roads benefiting our kids. And we are getting ready to do more. We have nearly 50 additional zero-emission school buses coming to various school districts in our region. But all of these represent only a very small fraction of the total buses that are still using combustion engines that need to be replaced. And this is where AB 1418 will be a significant step forward. Of course, the benefits of electrification of the school buses are many. First and foremost, as has already been stated, they protect our kids from being exposed to combustion emissions. But the new technology brings jobs and training opportunities to our region. It saves fuel, maintenance, and repair costs to the school districts that are using it. And last but not least, being the fact that we are the air district and the air agency in the region, it eliminates air and climate pollution that we need to accelerate actions on. So on behalf of our air district, we thank Assemblymember Chu and our partners for being here today, and we're ready to do this. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me here today. My name is Tim Shannon. I'm the Director of Transportation for Twin Rivers Unified School District. And yes, we are the largest fleet of electric school buses in the country. But one of the things we're going to do is we're going to expand. We'll have 12 more right around June 30th of this year. Next year, we'll get a minimum of 10 more. So within 3 years, we should have 40 to 50 electric school buses running on the roads in Sacramento. And it is all about clean air for kids and community. And when they talk, I've heard a lot of people mention the cost savings, about 17 cents a mile to operate an electric school bus versus 86 for a diesel. It's about an 80% savings in maintenance cost. So they're dramatic. They're going to be dramatically saving. And we are currently in the process of that reverse power V to G testing with SMUD so that we can set some parameters and move this technology forward. So I have to thank everybody for promoting this bill and moving it forward so that we can electrify more school fleets.
I want to just take a moment to conclude by thanking Earth Justice, Next Gen Policy, CalPERG, the Sacramento Metropolitan Air Quality Management District, Twin Rivers, and all of the environmentalists, school districts, and others that have come together in support of this bill. I also want to thank the press who's here. I know there are a lot of things that are happening here on Earth Day, but for us, this is so important for the future of our young people. And I hope that if you have an opportunity to interview some of the folks, some of the students who are here, you have a chance to do that. We don't have much time to get a handle on saving our planet. We have to do everything we can. This is obvious. This is a no-brainer. We need to get it done. We need to get it done for the future of California. So with that, unless there are any questions, I want to thank everyone and wish everyone a very happy Earth Day. Thank you.